Autobots, transform!
Well, hey, welcome back to the Transformers Nitpickers Podcast Show. I'm Paul.
I'm John.
And today it is episode 9 of volume 2 of Challenge of the GoBots. It is Flight to Earth.
This episode was written by Jeff Siegel, Kelly Ward, and Peter Anderegg. John Lloyd can go fuck himself now. And the last time on Challenge of the GoBots...
War. War never changes. Romans waged war to gather slaves and wealth. Spain built an empire from its lust for gold and territory. Hitler shaped a battered Germany into an economic superpower. But war never changes.
And in this episode, Crasher and Fightor are outnumbered 2-1, but for some reason, the Guardians don't fight back.
But Leader One has heard enough out of them, even though he can barely walk. He tells the others, run for it, I'll handle these two, which he very quickly does not. He falls flat on his face, and they're all laughing at him, but then Turbo throws something the size of himself, and it just smacks Fightor right in the side of the head, and fuck, I laughed. It's just like, bah, off the screen, he's down.
Which, this only goes to show how dumb Leader One is. Like, Leader One legitimately went for the stupidest approach. Hey, I'm the weakest. Everybody else run for it. I'll hold them off. No. Somebody like Turbo throws a fucking console at them. Yeah, that's which he does. So then the last engineer blasts Fightor. Turbo drives into Crasher, knocks her on her ass because she's going to try to Crasher stomp him, then walks around the corner and there's copter and tank.
Mm-hmm. They're here now, but the last engineer has an idea and he pulls a lever, which opens the floor and a chair comes up and he gets in that and turns some more knobs and presses some buttons. And the room converts into the bridge of a starship.
Yeah.
Which starts to blast off.
And last episode, I pointed out how the end last engineer was like, oh, Scooter and Sparky, fuck them. I don't have time for them. We're going. In this one, he turns this thing into a ship and launches. So there's that rocket, you know, exhaust and the fire blast.
Yeah.
While Turbo is still outside.
Isn't that what happened in Moonraker?
He just leaves Turbo and nobody mentions it.
And outside the door, the flames from the engines are starting to get out. So Turbo says, it's time to go. And he converts and rams his way through copter and tank.
So out in the surface, Waterwalk and Flytrap are sitting in some gun turret. And they witness the launch of this ship. They try to fire at it and miss wildly. They don't even see what it is.
No, it's too fast to even figure out what it was, but they tried shooting at it. And on the ship that's too fast, the last engineer tells them he was building this before the rebellion, and it's called the Courageous.
Yeah, and if this was, you know, we were watching this in story order, what a bunch of great reveals there are in this five-parter. From the Monster Renegades to Courageous, whole bunch of good stuff. But none of that matters. We go back to, I was going to say Sparky and Turbo, but it's Sparky and, what's his name? Scooter.
Scooter, yeah.
So we go to Sparky and Scooter, who are on Gobotron, and they watch a thruster land, and the Renegades are loading up injured Guardians, likely to take them away for disassembly.
Yeah, that's what Scooter figures they're going to do with them, but now Jeeper and Buggy Man are coming, so yeah, be quiet, Paul. Art and Fuckface are coming. Yeah, they try to sneak by, but Scooter trips over them. Muffler, it looks like, and they found them, and they all convert and drive off, and Jeeper's conversion is not even close to the toy in this shot.
It's pretty bad. We go then to Psykill. He is telling Master Renegade that he wants the Transgressor modified to work on humans so that he can control them, and the Master Renegade says, look, I'll do that, but there is a crystal I need, which, in proper setups, was the crystal that Scorp and Vamp used way back in the first episode of this little arc,
but he says, okay,
right, the big bright one.
Yeah,
but he says, look, I've got this crystal and that's the thing I need, but it's being protected by my two monster GoBots, and unless you make me the ruler of Gobotron, I'm not gonna do shit.
And just as Psykill grabs him and shows him what he is gonna do, Screwhead turns around in his chair, and what the fuck is going on with his face?
Oh my god, it looks like somebody took a Deckel and just like, it looks like a toy where they took a Deckel and stuck his face on it.
And it's like clearly animated independent of his head. Like the face is moving and the head is moving behind. It's really freaking weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got Crasher on the phone and she tells Psykill that Leader One has escaped and somehow Fightor knows that they're headed for Earth.
Yes, which pisses Psykill off to no end because he plans to attack Earth next and he does not want the humans to know he's coming.
Element of surprise, right? So back on Gobotron, Turbo has given Tank and Copter the slip for now and he's going to steal one of these thrusters that's parked here to get out. And Tank and Copter are still looking for him, though, but then they see Crasher and Vidor just fucking booking it out of the building, and Crasher radios like, all right, drop whatever you're doing. We gotta go. Psych Hill's orders.
Yes. Every once in a while, I do get the slight hint of real rank in this show. And this was a great moment where, if you want a good team, Crasher and Vidor together are pretty good. And this is like number two and number three. They're rushing out. Plans have changed. They're ordering the other two. We're doing this. You get here. You get that. You know, in G1, how they were pretty good at showing the rank of Autobots. And the scouts did the scout things, and the bruisers or whatever. Wreckers do the wrecker things in Prime. This was one of those few moments in GoBots where it felt like the Renegades had some organizational structure.
Little bit, yeah. So they get to the thrusters, and I guess Crasher and Vidor have one, and Tank and Copter are taking the other, and they chase after the last engineer's ship.
Yes, and the last engineer very quickly detects, oh, we got two thrusters on our ass, so he engages hyperdrive, which Matt assumes that will rip this little shuttle apart. You don't know courageous, buddy. But the thrusters follow them into hyperspace.
And Matt's worried because they're so outgunned by the thrusters and the last engineer says, yeah, don't worry, man, it's hard to maneuver a ship that large as the thrusters in hyperspace. We'll just outfly them.
Yeah, so we go to Tank, he gets a lock on them, and then Turbo comes out of a box and goes, surprise! And commercial break, weird. But we come back, and Turbo punches out Tank, and then grabs the controls and fires into the other thruster.
Yeah, and that's all the distraction the last engineer needed. He gets his ship in behind the thrusters, and he starts blasting them. And back on thruster, Copter attacks Turbo, but then the other thruster crashes into them like the one Turbo shot, and the humans in their ship escape.
Now, did it not look to you as though those two thrusters hit each other and exploded?
Yeah.
They don't. We're going to see them in a bit. But
Going
back to what I've said in previous episodes of like the editing is shit, they collide and then there's a big cloud and then they're gone.
And on the last engineer's ship, Leader One wakes up and he asks what happened. And this is where I'm sure that last engineer has to be voiced by Alan Oppenheimer, because it sounds like Man at Arms here when he talks.
Oh, it kind of does.
You can't find out who it is, but I bet it's him. But yeah, he tells Leader One that the modifier left him in a weakened state, and he had to power down. That's why he passed out back there, bud.
Yeah, so those two thrusters that clearly exploded and disappeared, then just fall out of hyperspace. Tank on the bridge says to Copter, hey, check this out. And Turbo's just laying there unconscious. So they put him in containment, and then Crasher calls him and reams them out like she is. Pissed off.
You have ruined the mission, you idiots. And back on Gobatron, the place is still on fire because Pumper, the Guardian fire truck, was not only not released in Europe, Australia, or Canada, but also not on Gobatron.
No. Sparky leads Scooter to a spaceship. There's like the spaceship in a hangar. Says, hey, she's leading him there as they're being chased. So she says, hey, we can hide in this ship, which they do. Jeeper Creeper and Buggy Man show up and they're like, hey, we should go in and check them. And, I think it's Buggy Man says, no, check this out. Pulls a lever and the ship that Sparky and Scooter are hiding on just blasts off.
Shoom, they're out of here. Now on Rogue Star, Dr. Go has that Guardian we saw earlier that got shot and taken away in his own kind of modifier thing, and he reforms him into something that will blend in perfectly on Antares 3, and here's Pincher.
Yeah, and just before Psych Hill can tell him what to do with Pincher, he gets a call and is told, hey, the humans escaped. It wasn't my fault. It was Copter. And he gets pissed. And he tells the Master Renegade, send Pincher to Antares 3 right now, even though the Master Renegade says he's not quite done, and that's never going to come up. At least not this episode.
They send him off in a thruster and back with Sparky and Scooter. Now they're standing on top of the ship that they hid inside of, flying in space. So I guess they can survive in space now. And it turns out they're on a course for Gobatron's sun.
Now, what they're going to do is see a derelict command center and fly to that. But like you said, they're standing on top of the spaceship. Just step off of it.
Yes. I mean, it's not going to change your forward momentum until you do something to...
But they have thrusters in their feet. Your launcher blast... doesn't matter. Yeah. Whatever. They travel to this derelict command center, and it is beat to shit.
Oh, yeah.
And when they get up there, they look in and discover that it's being used as a detention center.
And back with the humans, they come out of hyperspace, and they're back in Earth orbit, and it's good to be home. And they go see General Newcastle, and Leader One says Gobatron has fallen, and he and Smallfoot were the only two that escaped.
Yeah.
And the general's like, well, shit, that means Earth is next.
Yeah. So luckily, though, the last engineer has this great idea called Courageous. And Newcastle, without question, says, okay, you have full access to Unicom's labs.
Mm-hmm. Carte blanche.
Yeah. We then go back to this detention center, is what they keep calling it. Mm. And there are two renegades who are, you know, watching over everybody else.
That's right. It's a brand new GoBot. It's a brand new renegade. It's two new renegades.
Actually, that's an animation error. Royalty is supposed to be a guardian.
Actually, I don't give a shit. I don't give a fucking shit.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Well, anyway, then Thruster arrives at this detention center, command center, and Scooter and Sparky have to zip underneath to hide from him. Commercial break.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, Copter radios the detention center, and Spoiler answers the phone, so I guess that was supposed to have been him instead of Royalty. And, of course, they've always got room for one more, so they connect the two ships with a bridge, and Tank marches Turbo over, and Twinspin threatens him with the spinny blade thing. All right, smarten up and get in here kind of thing.
Yeah, so Scooter and Sparky get into the gears of this command center. Scooter starts messing with the wires, and up on the bridge, I think it is, these two renegades get an alert about the engines.
Yep, it's the check engine light coming on, and Twinspin's like, man, that's impossible. The engines in this thing don't even work. But yeah, it's just Scooter with cables plugged into him, sending the computer false alarms, and he sends another one that says the engines are going to overheat and explode.
And then he creates a hologram that, I didn't understand how this worked, because
yeah, this is weird.
The renegades on the bridge start watching their monitor that somehow is showing an image of the command center they're on.
It is perfectly repaired. Like, it's not beaten up.
Yeah. But then it gets, like, encased in this energy bubble. It starts shining and shimmering, and these two renegades, Twinspin and not Royalty.
And Spoiler.
But who's it? Stallion, yeah. Spoiler. They go, it's gonna blow, and they just abandon ship.
Mm-hmm. They leave everybody else behind, because they were gonna be disassembled anyway, right?
Yep.
Fuck it. So Scooter and Sparky come out of a floor panel onto the bridge, and Scooter lets the imprisoned guardians out, and Night Ranger's here too, and also Blaster, and Flip Dub and Vanguard, and finally Turbo, who was ripping the walls down in his cell.
I like that everybody walks out, and then they cut to the empty cell. There's a beat.
Yeah.
And then they go in, and Turbo's ripping the wall, ripping some more, and then he goes, oh, the door's open.
Yeah.
Walks away. But all these guardians, they assemble, and they're like, oh, we got to take the bridge. So they kick the door of the bridge down, storm in, Blaster's ready, and there's Sparky and Scooter.
Yep, they're glad to see them, and Turbo's going to fly them home in this command center with non-functioning engines. And on Rogue Star, Screwhead realizes the command center with engines that don't work isn't flying to the prison moon like it should be, so he dispatches some TIE fighters, thrusters, to check that out.
Yes, and then Turbo on the bridge is like, oh, the engines aren't working really well. So they kind of at least acknowledge the things not flying. They can't enter hyperspace is what they'll give us, but they still can fly, and the renegades behind them in three thrusters start opening fire.
Mm-hmm. They can't take much more of this. They fly through an asteroid field, because never tell Turbo the odds, and they come out the other side, but the thrusters are still after them, but now there's a hyperspace portal in front of them.
Yeah.
Reasons. And they fly through it, and it closes before the thrusters can get to it, so they just turn around and fly the other way.
Yep. Then we go to Crashor and Fightor in a hologram on Cybatron Saturdays. They arrive at Earth, and Fightor's like, hey, why did we come here? We should have gone and gotten repaired by copter. She's like, no. They know we're coming, so we need to be here on Earth and find out what the humans are going to do to prepare for us, get that reconnaissance back to Psykill.
And once again, Fightor holds something up to the side of his head like a phone thing, and he's listening in on Unicom stuff, and he tells Crasher it sounds like they're testing a new weapon.
You know what I have to say, Paul? I really like the Crasher Fightor dynamic.
Yeah,
there's something about them together. I was trying to think of the Transformer equivalent, and I think it's kind of Starscream and Knockout. Because Crasher and Fightor is devout to Megatron, to Psykill. Not that either of those two are devout to Megatron, but Fightor is devout to Psykill, and Crasher is all on board with Psykill because she loves the evil aspect of it. And I could see those two together being just a horrific echo chamber off each other, yeah. where Fidor wants to do whatever evil thing Psykill says, and then Crasher says, we could do it even eviler, and he'll like us more, and then Fighters for that, and then Crasher amps him up. They could be a horrible, horrible combo together.
So now at Unicom, he and Crasher are there now, I guess, spying from over the hill, and they see Leader One fly out of the building in one of the power suits, which apparently has a stealth device built into it, and they have to tell Psykill about this.
So we go to Psykill, who is confronting the Master Renegade again, or I guess the Master Renegade's coming to him saying, I want to be ruler of Kopitron. And Psykill says, I don't care what you want. I have the crystal because we built us a monster renegade, and he's gone off to Antares 3 to get your crystal. Now you get back in the lab and build me my contraptions or I'll have you killed.
Yeah, so he runs off, and Psykill's like, when Pincher returns, we attack Earth. In the last episode, the Last Engineer tells them that he intended to go to a research base on Antares 3, but the Master Renegade stole his escape ship and went there himself. And that is what happened. The Master Renegade set up shop, built two guards and a nifty GoBot repair thing, and called it a career, off to temporal stasis. But what about the ship we see in this one? The one that the Last Engineer's entire workshop turns into? Like the one with all his equipment and his R&D on that power suit project he was working on? Why didn't he escape Gobatron in that? Why would he risk leaving that behind? And if he knew the Master Renegade took his ship, shouldn't he have gone to the room under his statue and updated his status on the cubes? Yeah, change of plans. I'm not going to Antares 3. You shouldn't either. Shithole of a place. But oh wait, he didn't build a door to get back in, did he? Well, that's that, isn't it? No sense doing anything else now, like continuing to work on your power suit project or supporting the Guardian War effort now that the enemy commander has quit the field. Nope, wouldn't be sporting. Nope, let everyone think you left the planet and then go into suspended animation and hope that the Guardians win the war, or at least that a Guardian is the one that figures out the whole convoluted mess you left behind and finds you by Pyridom blocking the field.
Here we are at the end of another episode of the Transformers Nitpickers Podcast Show. The next episode Paul and I are going to review is Return to Gobotron. If you want to see two guys who just won't go away, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at John Sobey. Paul is at PMcPherson1.
Yeah, make sure you rate and review us on your podcast app, whatever you listen to us with, and tell all your friends, tell everybody you know.
You can tell them they can find old episodes of the Transformers Nitpickers Podcast Show at TransformersNitpickers.podbean.com. And until the next episode, keep on transforming.
Return soon. We'll just outfly them.